that I was going to be in the Hall of Fame. I wrote 70-some letters, and I would have written many more, except some people were deceased, or I didn't know the address of other people. And I thank them for the influence they've had in my life. And I'm talking about assistant coaches, et cetera. And the first letter would have went to Woody Hayes. The thing about Woody Hayes was he didn't care whether you liked him. He didn't care what the media thought of him. He felt that when you're in a leadership role, your obligation is not to be well-liked. Your obligation is not to be popular. If you are, that's nice. But your obligation is to make those people the very best they possibly can be. And the only way that's going to be done is if you get them out of their comfort zone. He said when somebody comes to your school, the very bare minimum they should expect is the best coaching in the country. You have that obligation to be the best coach in the country for that young person. He was a great fundamentalist, he believed in blocking and tackling and doing all the things that are necessary. And what I learned is that winning and coaching in a big-time program isn't very complicated if you just keep it simple. It's about blocking, about tackling, giving the players something they can possibly do. And you can't expect an athlete to be the very best he can be on the football field if you don't demand the same thing of him in the classroom and in every area of his life. And so his commitment, he said, if you just ask for